Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Irene Lagan. Bishops from Kenya are in Rome to begin their odd-limited visit today. Among those attending is Archbishop John Yu of Nairobi, who will be made a cardinal in a consistory to be held later this month. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The last time the bishops made an odd-limited visit, they were received by Pope John Paul II in May of 1999. In remarks to the bishops at the time, Pope John Paul focused on both the role of education and the family, saying, "Since the values of which we are speaking here are first transmitted in the family and then reinforced in school, both the family and education should be objects of your constant pastoral concern. The family itself must be safeguarded and promoted, for it remains the basic cell of society. In the sphere of education, the church has a specific role to play." Kenyan Bishop Anthony Ireri Mukudu of Ezolio explained more about what his vicariate is doing to prepare couples for marriage.
So before marriage, before any couple enters into marriage, there is a marriage course which at least the parish priest and the catechist in every parish presides and makes sure that the couple, the bride and groom to be and the bride to be, they prepare themselves well.
Kenya has a population of nearly 37 million people, of which 33% are Catholic. Archbishop of Nairobi and Cardinal-elect John Njui spoke about the church in the country.
As a church, first of all, of course, we are on the ground. We see what is happening. Even now, there are some areas, for example, where some people's properties have been burnt and they have had to leave their own areas. Now, this to us is very sad. And this is why we have been trying to say, let us try to accommodate one another. We need a nation which is united.
The Kenyan bishop's ad limina visit will continue until November the 24th. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Turning now to world news. Detained Pakistani opposition leader Benazir Bhutto called for military leader Pervez Musharraf to step down as president and said she would never serve as prime minister under him. Bhutto was placed under house arrest this morning, hours before a planned rally calling for an end to emergency rule imposed by Musharraf on November 3rd. Musharraf has come under growing pressure from Western allies to set Pakistan back on a path to democracy. Khalid Rahman is the director of the Policy Institute for Political Studies in the capital city of Islamabad. He said that the crisis provides an opportunity for Pakistanis.
I take it as an opportunity for Pakistanis. They have been successful in giving very strong signals that now onwards they are not really interested in having a government which is being led by the military. The army have lost the credibility as a government.
Meanwhile, in Pakistan, gunmen opened fire on two police stations in the city of Karachi today as supporters of the opposition leader were protesting her house arrest. Government soldiers in Sri Lanka and separatist Tamil Tiger rebels clashed yesterday at two locations in Sri Lankan's volatile north and east. The Sri Lankan military said today that four rebels died in the north of the country, while three were killed in the east. However, Archbishop Oswald Gomez of Colombo says the attested number of casualties should be viewed with skepticism.
Both sides issue statements, but it's very difficult to gauge which statement is true. Sometimes we get information directly, and until that information arrives, we are not sure exactly of the position. About the clashes that are going on yesterday and today, we have to await our own resources to get the correct information.
In Turkey, Shimon Peres addressed Turkey's parliament today, becoming the first Israeli president to speak before the legislature of a Muslim country. Turkey's President Abdullah Gül and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas were among those in the audience in Turkey's 550-seat parliament. Meanwhile, Turkish military helicopters bombed villages in northern Iraq in strikes directed against Kurdish rebels, while Kurdish guerrillas clashed with soldiers in southeastern Turkey, leaving 2 soldiers dead and 9 more wounded. That's all the time we have for now. Please join us again at 6:15 Rome time. I'm Irene Lagan.